hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am on the Turks and Caicos Explorer Ventures 2 live aboard, and you are coming along for the ride this week. This is quite an adventure. We're about halfway through our week of diving in the Turks and Caicos, and we're recording, obviously, because we are on a boat. So the idea of today's show, to give you a little taste of what it's like to be on a liveaboard vessel like this. This is one of the largest, if not the largest, liveaboard dive vessels in the entire Caribbean, like 120-something feet plus, I believe. We'll talk to the captain and some of the crew, get the lowdown on the vessel. But it is quite a liveaboard platform to, you know, to experience what the Turks and Caicos has underwater as far as the attractions and things. Now, along for the ride are two people, part of the Scuba Radio crew, who have not been on a liveaboard vessel of this type before. One, of course, is Jimmy the Helper Boy. How you doing, James?
Doing great, Greg.
Now, has it lived up to the hype? Now, CJ, your dive buddy, when you got certified, he was ranting and raving about this dive vessel and said, Jimmy, you got to go. And so far, what are your first impressions?
Absolutely. It lived up. It didn't just live up to the hype, Greg. It was greater than the hype. This is fantastic. The best diving I've ever had in my life.
Well, and we're just about halfway through. So I got plenty more where that came from. So I'm sure we'll, we'll keep recording throughout the week here and try to get as much coverage of all of the experiences we have. We actually made a list of things that Jimmy and Kelly have never done before. And, of course, I mentioned Kelly. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is on her first liveaboard adventure with Scuba Radio like this. She did a great white shark thing with us in Guadalupe, but this is a whole different type of liveaboard experience, isn't it, Kelly?
Yes, it's fabulous.
It's fabulous. It's spectacular, right?
Right. I love it.
Yeah, it's a real spectacular experience.
Real deal.
Yes, and so you've never done anything like this before, Kelly. She's kind of like on a crash course to get in some more dives, and nothing does it better than being on a liveaboard where you can get in anywhere from 5 dives a day, you know, 4 during the day, 1 at night after dinner. You've done your first night dive, and you've chalked up probably about 10 or so dives so far. How are you feeling about it?
I feel wonderful, and I'm more than out. Today was...
I don't know what you just said, Kelly. What did you say? What? Say it again. What you got to take? She has to take another drink, Jimmy.
Yes, and that's what my job is here to help her with, taking drinks.
Yeah, Jimmy is the helper boy for Kelly. So Kelly kind of has her own entourage with her on the liveaboard. Now that you've had another drink, that your diving day is done and got socially lubricated, explain your experience, Kelly.
My experience was fantastic. I saw what I didn't expect to see, and I love it. And the most that I like was the dolphin today that I just saw, and was beautiful.
Yeah, she actually saw a dolphin as we were hanging out on the back of the boat, and she just said in passing, we're just shooting the crap, so to speak, after our day of diving and looking out over at the sunset. And saying, she goes, the only thing missing right now is I need to see some dolphins. And not 30 seconds later, hey, dolphin! And there you go.
Yeah, and I didn't believe you because I open my arms and I say, God, please let me see a dolphin. And Greg is making fun. You say dog? I'm like, no, dolphin. And he's like, dolphin. And I did not believe. But when I turn around, dolphin was there.
That's right. Yeah, I thought she said doggies or something like that. I didn't know what she was saying. And it was dolphin, and lo and behold. So now all we've asked her to say is to wish for like $1 million for me. And hopefully that will happen, right?
Yeah, I need to play now the lotto and be a millionaire.
Yes. No, you, for me. You can't do that for yourself. For that me. You would be... That way, that wouldn't work.
Some if I become a millionaire.
She'll give us like $5, $10. Yeah, make us holler.
No.
Yeah, come on, Kelly. But you're having a good time, though, aren't you?
I'll give you 50.
50, okay, all right. But you're having a good time, right?
Yeah, I'll have a wonderful time.
And she, you know, Kelly's still a relatively new diver, so she's working on her buoyancy. She's obviously modeling underwater or working up those skills underwater that she has topside to see if she can create some of that magic under the waves. And she's doing pretty good so far, working on her buoyancy. We're working on some trim issues here and there, but you're getting there, don't you think?
Yes, I'm getting there.
And what about all the fish and stuff? What have you seen so far underwater, Kelly, that you thought, now this is good stuff?
Okay, I hope I remember all the names, but I know I learned about the puffer fish.
You mean the blowfish?
Yeah, blow a kiss fish.
What are you trying? What is that all about, Jimmy?
I don't know, Greg, but I can certainly help her with her trim if she needs help.
Yeah, Jimmy has the trim for you. He'll yeah.
I don't have nothing to trim. Do you know the Brazilian wax?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll leave that one alone. Kelly's already set up, by the way, a workout regimen here for the Scuba Radio crew. So this will be the first live aboard experience we have where we're actually going to come back more fit and trim than we did when we on other trips where we actually put on like 2 to 3, maybe 5 to 7 pounds.
Yes. You guys are too
fat. Yeah. And speaking of pufferfish.
And I say we need to lose weight, and we've been working out every single morning. Of course, Jimmy, the helper boy, is a big baby cry.
Oh, yeah. Kelly changes her attitude when she becomes a personal trainer. And she starts to, you know, break out the whip, the whole thing, and give me 20.
That's right.
We're on that flab.
Giving me 100.
Yes. I mean, so who knows what will happen. I have a feeling we'll probably just jump ship and won't put up with that. But, hey, you never know.
Well, I can tell you, Greg, that I through 3 months of Marine Corps boot camp was not as bad as Kelly, and I never had the drill instructor shove their breasts in their face like that to me.
Yeah. Well, you usually have to pay big money for that, that's for sure. But we get it as an extra bonus, having Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, here on the live aboard.
Yes, you're not drinking that much.
I know. I'm trying to be healthy. Isn't that good? Are you impressed?
Perfect. I love it.
I am perfect. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, said I was perfect. It's my birthday. It was my birthday, so I figure I got to start a new leaf and you know.
New attitudes.
New attitude, no drinking, more exercising, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That'll last till tomorrow.
You need to try to get hard.
Okay, we'll leave that alone. Speaking of our love lives, Loretta, the grouper, famous grouper here in the Turks and Caicos. Now Nikki, Mermaid Nikki, had a special experience with Loretta, as well as Abby and Angela. Denise, Mermaid Angela, and Abby. Last time we were on the Turks and Caicos Live Aboard, they met Loretta, had a special encounter with this grouper that's very friendly, that hangs out at the gully site here in the Turks and Caicos. And, of course, Kelly had an experience with Loretta as well. Now, my question is, which mermaid or which model did Loretta like best? What do you think, Kelly? Because you've just watched the video, for instance, of Nikki and Loretta in the encounter they had. Do you think you had a closer connection with Loretta, the grouper here in the Turks and Caicos, than they did?
Of course. She is like a pup. I want to take her home. She really want to go with me, but I can't take. But it was fantastic, and I'll never eat another grouper in my life again.
Yes, it was a special close-up encounter. She would just sit there and look in your eyes, and I don't know. What do you think? I'm assuming it's a female grouper, and you're a girl. What's going on there? Is that a little wishful thinking, lesbian fish human encounter kind of thing?
No, don't be pervert, because she's pure and innocent and beautiful, and I love it.
So it was strictly platonic is what you were saying.
I don't know what the words mean, but she's nice and is a pure love.
Yes, Greg, I got her phone number.
Okay. So, yeah, Jimmy came in there after, and, you know, they got their freak on, I guess. But no, it's a cool thing to have unique animals like this on a liveaboard trip where you get to know the animal a little bit or see some of the behavior. And Loretta is a perfect example of one of the many stars they have. There's several other animals that are used to the divers that come here week in and week out that will come up real close, including some of the sharks. They got a shark named Bruce that has shown up a few times on some of the dives here lately, and that's been quite an encounter for you as well. Not quite as, I don't know if you had the same connection you had as you did with Loretta, but what about Bruce there, Kelly?
Bruce, he's cool, but I'd rather he stay far away. And if he hang out by you or Jimmy, it's okay, but not by me.
She would rather keep the sharks at bay. What do you think, James?
I think Kelly should have her own ink pouch that she can use to release in emergencies.
She might have been doing that. We don't know. It could have been not as inky. But that would have been a whole other thing. Yeah, Kelly was a little bit shaky around the sharks, seeing the sharks, even though they were just as friendly as Loretta.
Yeah, I better explain to your wife if you get home, all purple and bruised. I, like, did that because I was scared of a shark.
Yeah, she would grab me and Jimmy's arm, and, yeah, we have the bruises and scratches to prove it. So, but that was just what it would happen when she would see the sharks.
The scratch was by you and Jimmy sharing the same room. That has nothing
okay,
to
Kelly,
do with
quit.
Me.
Kelly, Kelly, what are you trying? What are you trying to do, Kelly? I have a reputation.
Sure.
Yeah, see, even on my birthday, I get no respect. You know, this is Greg the Dive Master's birthday bash. We're here with our friends from Explorer Ventures, and still, I get hammered like that. It's just not right. But you know, we got a great group of divers here on the boat. Obviously, we've been sharing the vessel with about 10, 15 other folks here, and the crew has been top-notch. Food been great, right, Kelly?
Oh, this is my favorite, and I'm trying to control, but the man is, what's his name?
Stan the Man.
Stan the Man. This is the man. I just call him my friend, so I'm pretty bad with names, but he is perfect. The food is delicious.
Yeah, matter of fact, he's wearing a Scuba Radio watch that I gave him on our first live aboard trip here with the Turks and Caicos, and he showed me that today. He's still wearing it.
You need to hook up with him with something else.
Oh, I'm not going to hook up with him. He says, what are you trying to do, Kelly? First it's Jimmy, then it's Stan the Man. What are you trying to turn me into here?
Dirty mind, Greg. She has a very dirty mind, Greg.
What is that all about, Kelly?
Not me. I say hook him up with other Scuba Radio gifts.
Oh, gifts. Okay. It gets lost in translation sometimes with Kelly, but it's all good. We got more to talk about, the crew, the passengers, the spectacular diving coming up next from the Turks and Caicos Explorer to Liverpool. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Talbot, marine photographer and filmmaker. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's a guy with a perfect face for radio, and God knows I know what I'm talking about, Greg the Dive Master.
Well, thanks, Bob, I think. You know, we got a lot of aspiring young underwater marine videographers here on the Turks and Caicos EV2, Explorer Ventures 2 Liveaboard. They've all been set up with a Bonica high-definition underwater camera system. Matter of fact, a lot of the passengers are currently previewing today's footage, the dailies that they've shot with their high-definition underwater video. We brought these things on board for the people to demo for the week. And, of course, they've checked out some of the underwater critters, and they're viewing some of that. They've actually got myself in some of the shots. Usually I'm filming myself, so I don't ever see myself underwater. So it's kind of a different perspective to see how goofy I look underwater. But hey, what are you going to do? They're enjoying it, and they're getting into the whole. They might be getting the videography bug, the underwater video bug themselves, thanks to our friends at Bonica Underwater Cameras. These things are great, too, like $1,200 for an underwater camera, high definition, that you can take underwater and capture your own private memories of the critters and things that you see on your dive. So it's pretty cool. So, you know, we dive during the day. Matter of fact, they just finished up the night dive, and then they come and they watch our footage. And reminisce about what they got and maybe say, oh, I should have done this differently and I could get better shots this way if I would have shot it this way. And they, you know, you learn every day and try to get better stuff the next day. So it's a fun little thing that we brought to the party here this week on Greg's birthday bash here for our little Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Now, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is in the process this week as well. Shooting her first official Scuba Radio underwater video. And I think we got some good stuff so far. What do you think, Kelly?
Before I talk, can I have another glass of wine? Helper boy, please.
Yes, helper boy. Keep her wine glass full.
Coming right up, dear.
Yeah, she has him trained pretty well, I think.
Yeah, by now he's my bitch.
Okay, yes. Whatever it takes. You know, Kelly has her own entourage, and Jimmy the helper boy is here to make sure things go smoothly and keep her on, keep her happy, right?
Right. If Kelly happy, everybody's happy.
Yes, everybody's happy when Kelly's happy. Now, and obviously the wine is working. Now, Kelly, the video that we're shooting, now we're about halfway through the week. We got some good stuff, though, don't we?
Yeah, but I'm not sure about this high-definition camera that you have. I can see my goosebumps, and even whatever is not in my body, I can see some stuff. Like, I don't know, Mr. Pervert, what is high-definition about?
What, who are you saying Mr. Pervert? Jimmy the Helper Boy, right?
No, you.
No, hey. No, the high definition is very unforgiving, is what you're saying from a model standpoint.
Yes.
But you know, that's okay with you. You're perfect, Kelly.
I know I'm perfect. I wish that too. But I don't know. Like, I was so cold you can count my goosebumps in my body.
That was saying the high definition camera is so detailed, you can see it when Kelly's too cold, and that can be a problem for her at least.
Yeah, this is why I have my wetsuit, and everybody's very pissed off right now.
Yeah, because they're like, wait, you're Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model. You're supposed to be wearing swimsuits, not a 3 mil wetsuit.
I know, but it's cold, and the high definition is freaking me out.
Well, we're working on it. We're going to make things work. How many bikinis did you bring for this 7-day live aboard, Kelly?
Actually, I brought 18.
18. All right, so.
Kelly, would it help you if I took a hot towel with us on the next dive?
Yeah, we try. If you don't, you know.
Okay, yeah, if she doesn't like it, you get whipped, I guess. So it's a win-win. It's a win-win, it sounds like to me. Yeah, matter of fact, we brought some new Scuba Radio high definition, they're not high definition, but we brought some underwater, we brought some Uzi Scuba Radio towels for everybody on board so they could be nice and warm, and maybe that'll help, Kelly, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. But you are going to wear the bikinis, right? That's what you're a Brazilian swimsuit. So she's going to put on her bikinis and model for a video. We're going to put something together, high definition or not, right?
Yeah, no, I want to, if you maybe you need to drink a little more because you see it was good. I don't know, now I'm not sure because I don't know if you say you're good in the camera just to make me put a swimsuit. I don't know, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, she just, Jimmy, more wine, please. More wine. Obviously, the diving is done for today, and we're just kicking back and reminiscing about swimsuits. But that's what you do on a liveaboard adventure like this, right?
Whatever.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
We We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we've gotten some of the passengers socially lubricated after their day of diving. They're kicking back with a glass of wine with Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. And they're ready to share some of their diving adventures here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard. We have George and Kay. George, you guys are from Niceville, Florida. What did you say, just north of Destin in the Panhandle there?
Yep, on the Choctahatchee Bay, yes, sir. Fort Walton Beach, Niceville, Destin, yeah.
All right, so have you dived the Oriskany? Have you taken that dive?
I have, in fact. Dove the Oriskany in August 2 years ago. It was fantastic. We dove all the way up through the superstructure of the ship and down to the deck. My wife did not go with me on that trip. Unfortunately,
I don't like wrecks.
Yeah. Don't like wrecks. You like the pretty colors, the fish, the warm water.
I like the fish. I like the life. Wrecks are boring.
Wrecks just don't do it for you. All right. Well, you got a new wreck to look for there. The Vandenberg off of Key West is getting sunk here next week or so. We'll have a full report for you.
With a retired Navy pilot. I'm a retired Air Force pilot, and it was interesting to us to dive the Oriskany from that respect.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely. Underwater museum for you guys, or memorial at the bare minimum, right?
Yeah. It was very exciting, and of course, John McCain was running for president at the time, and he had been on the Oriskany, so it sort of added to the interest level of diving the Oriskany.
Awesome, awesome. So how does that compare to what you've seen so far here, Kay? We haven't done any wrecks. We're doing fish life. We're doing nice little walls and swim throughs as far as gullies and things like that. Just about halfway through our little dive adventure, but not half bad, isn't it?
The first thing I've done this week that I haven't done very much of is swim with sharks. I always thought I would suck my tank dry. First time I saw a big shark, I've swum with sharks all week, and I love it.
Yeah, you love it. You weren't like Kelly where she like drew blood from me and Jimmy's arm by grabbing us. I don't see any scars on you, George. You seem to be holding up pretty good. So she likes the shark.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, it was exciting at first. But, you know, they just swim right through the group. And it's just almost like they're a family pet because they just keep coming back and forth. And it's just it's fun for everybody to see.
Absolutely. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I'm not going to tell. But look, we're on the Explorer Ventures, live aboard the Turks and Caicos EB2. George and Kay are a couple of the passengers. They've been watching some of the footage they shot on their Banaka high definition video camera. George, you're getting better on the better. I see what you've been showing the group. I think you're picking it up pretty well. What do you think?
I'm pretty excited about that Banaka camera, that high def camera. It's very easy to use. There's a few things you need to learn to make sure, like you know, do the flood the filter so you get a clear picture through the water. But other than that, if you put it on cloudy, you're going to get a high def picture that's just unbelievable on playback with colors and the fish life, and it's just really easy to use.
And the sharks, I would imagine. Have you gotten some good shark footage already with Kay?
Great shark photos, you know, where they come through our diving group, and it keeps them in focus all the way through the group, and it's a really neat camera. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it just adds to the fun aspect. So it just adds to the underwater fun of taking that camera down and capturing some images with you with sharks you can take to your topside friends that don't have that or don't belong to our little diver club, and you can show them what you did on vacation. Right, Kay?
That's right. And most of my friends don't dive. They don't do a lot of the exciting things I do that my husband likes to do with me. And my husband has gotten me back into diving after a long hiatus from diving. And so this has been a lot of fun. So, yeah, I think the whole thing is a great big diver club.
It is. It's great. And when you can capture it with a little fun little camera that's easy to use and quick to pick up, you know, you got to love that. Now, we were Kelly did her first night dive on this experience. That's one of the things you get to do on a liveaboard dive trip is you can do literally a night dive every day after dinner. And Kelly did her first night dive, and we went down with the video camera, captured some good stuff, and then I said about 5 minutes into the dive, we're going to turn off the lights and I'm going to show you a little trick with the bioluminescence. And she was like, what are you doing? What do you mean we're going to turn the lights off? I said, oh, I'll let your eyes adjust. It wasn't that bad, was it, Kelly?
That was lovely. I wish I was with a hot guy. It would be so romantic. But thank you, the best diving master in the world. I really enjoyed the show. It was spectacular.
Wait. You were with two hot guys, me and Jimmy. What else do you want, Kelly?
Maybe I missed that. I couldn't see. It was dark.
That's right. We were hot. Trust me. We were very hot. Now Kat is on the boat here, too. She's one of the passengers hanging out here on the liveaboard. And she was doing some night diving, some solo diving as well. You were a night solo diving. You're solo diver certified. Is that right, Kat?
That's correct.
And so you went down on the night dive and did the whole bioluminescence thing, but took it to a whole new level because you didn't have a light at all, or you didn't use it at all for the whole dive, or what?
Well, I do keep a light in my pocket, but I don't ever turn it on unless, I don't know, I might turn it on sometimes, but I rarely ever turn it on. I like to go down and just swim along and either use the light of the moon or the light from the boat. There's ambient light that shines down, and you can actually see quite a bit.
You know, that's cool. I've never done that, but I think I got to do that. A liveaboard would be the perfect place to do an adventure like that. Cool stuff. A Dan tip's next. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 78. A diver snagged on a coral reef is said to be, get this,
okay,
hooked on reefer.
What? You guys are retarded.
I'm here till Thursday. Try the shrimp scampi. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What are we talking about today, Jeff?
Emergency assistance plans.
Not only a good idea, but a key part to any dive plan.
You said it. No dive preparation can be considered complete without it because, as we all know,
an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
So what is an emergency assistance plan?
An emergency assistance plan is essentially the thinking through of what your actions will be in the event of an emergency.
Because you won't have the time to think about it if the poo actually hits the fan.
Exactly.
Took the words right out of your mouth again, didn't I?
Well, I may not have used those actual words, but the sentiment was right on. An emergency is not the time to start thinking about what your response will be. You need to be prepared to act if you're called to do so.
So what goes into an emergency assistance plan?
At the very least, it should contain emergency contact information and phone numbers, and it should include information specific to the dive site. For any location you're diving, you should know where emergency services are located, how to activate them, what kind of response time is involved, and what, if any, additional assistance you can expect. You need to know where the nearest medical facility is located. If you're unfamiliar with the site, a few well-placed calls prior to your arrival can answer these questions.
What if you're diving a location with an established operation?
Know their procedures. Find out what emergency equipment they have on hand and supplement what's necessary. Ask them what role you may or may not have to play or what site-specific factors you may need to take into consideration.
For example?
For example, is the dive site accessible to emergency vehicles? Are there medical facilities nearby? Are there medically or emergency trained people on staff? That sort of thing. But regardless of what support you're expecting a dive operator to provide, you should still prepare a thorough enough plan that you can be self-sufficient if need be.
What else?
If there's any information that could be important should the injured diver be unable to provide it, such as medical conditions or any medications being taken, it should be included in the plan.
What about the means of calling for help itself?
An excellent point. Make sure you know how you're going to call for help if you need to. We've all become pretty reliant on cell phones these days, but don't assume yours will work on a dive site. Many sites are remote enough that cell signals become unreliable, so either make sure yours will work or find out where the nearest phone is located in case you need it. If you're in an especially remote location, you may want to consider taking a satellite phone along.
What about first aid information? I know I like to have information to reference in case I feel like I'm forgetting something, especially when the adrenaline is running.
That's a great idea. Any emergency assistance plan should include basic first aid information that can serve as a reference for anyone who may have to render assistance.
How about emergency equipment?
A good plan will include a checklist of emergency equipment, along with a notation of whether the equipment is being supplied by the individual diver or the dive site operator.
So, for example, if you're relying on the site operator or dive leader to supply the oxygen unit,
know where it is and ask to see it to confirm that it's in working order.
What else?
Make sure your plan is written down and legible. Having the information doesn't do anyone any good if you can't read it.
What about sharing it?
Absolutely. Even though every diver should create his or her own plan, make sure you share yours with everyone diving with you. Let them know where the plan is located and what it contains. Ask them to share theirs with you, too.
How often do you need to update emergency assistance plans?
Ideally, you'll double-check the information prior to every visit to a particular dive site. But realistically, many of us have sites we dive repeatedly throughout a given season. So in that case, at least once a year. Contact numbers and procedures do change, so don't ever assume that the information you have is current. Make sure it is.
Because when we assume...
We all know what happens when we assume. No need to go there.
I gotta be honest. Emergency assistance plans seem like a lot of work to put together.
They don't have to be. Even just the basics take only a few minutes to gather, and as some information stays the same from site to site, like your personal information and the number to the Dan hotline, many times you need to freshen only those parts of the plan specific to a given site.
You can probably just create a blank one on the computer and fill it in.
Absolutely. And that's a great way to go. That way you know exactly what elements you need to cover, and once you've got a good format ready to go, you're halfway home. You can even find sample emergency assistance plans and training manuals and other dive techs to help you get started.
It sounds easy.
It is easy and well worth the time.
Sounds like a plan. Emergencies are a time of action, so be prepared to take it. Spend a few minutes before you head out to familiarize yourself with where you're going and what you'll do if you run into trouble. A few basic facts can make a lot of difference, so take time to generate an emergency assistance plan as part of your dive preparation. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back on the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures, Turks and Caicos Islands. We're off of, Kat, you know where we're off. What is this, West Caicos is where we're kind of cruising right now?
We're off of West Caicos, but we're cruising up to French Key.
Now, French Key is where they kind of, the fish are a little different. They cop an attitude. Oh, you stinky Americans! Something like that? Is that how it is? They kind of cop an attitude and prefer more special type of food or what, Kelly?
The ugly Americans, I heard about that, but I never see one, so...
Oh, yeah, now she's trying to suck up after she said me and Jimmy aren't hot. Kat, you hear what I'm saying?
By the way, guys, listener of Scuba Radio, Kat is hot.
Kat is hot. She is. See? And you are?
Not as hot as Kelly.
And Kat joined our little workout group that we had. We did a little martial arts. We did some of Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model's workout regimen.
Taskmaster.
Well, she knew how to break us down, didn't she?
50 push-ups or 100 push-ups?
100. 100, not 50.
100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups. Oh, and then Greg taught us some...
martial arts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, self-defense, right, Kelly? Now you can beat everybody's, you know, that thing.
Yeah, especially your butt.
No, Kelly, can I? I'm a black belt, don't forget that. Don't remember, don't mess with the master. So anyway, but yeah, we're trying to stay in shape while we do this diving thing and have Stan the man here, the cook here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer, to his main goal is basically to fatten us up during the week. And so it's a constant challenge, but that's just part of the fun of being on a live aboard trip, right, Kat?
The sharks will eat us.
Exactly. Well, I don't think they'll eat us, but at least we'll look more appetizing to them, thanks to Stan the Man and the fact that he's done quite well at fattening us up during our little live aboard adventure. But I don't know. Kelly's trying to work it. She got that old workout regimen. We never know. We might come up as a wash on the poundage on this trip. We'll have to wait and see.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the live aboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
This is a show that I feel has, it has depth to it.
Has depth to it?
It has depth. It has depth and density to it.
Many, many layers of solid entertainment here.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, Jimmy the helper boy. We are your crew today on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard. And we're bringing you along for a little behind the scenes pass, backstage pass to liveaboard diving here in the Turks and Caicos. Not a bad experience so far, just about halfway through the adventure. And, you know, we were talking earlier about Kelly's first night dive as well as Jimmy's. And Kelly, we saw some cool stuff on that dive. We're at a site called the, what was that site with the structure there, Kat?
Dome.
The dome, that's right. And I did this before, and it basically was some kind of underwater staging thing that some Italian tea
show.
It was a French reality show of free divers, and they built this thing down underwater and swam down and did something. Someone got hurt, and then basically they shut the production down but left the structure down underwater, this big framework of like a dome-type thing. It's kind of broken up over the years, but it has become an awesome site for divers and for the fish. The critters obviously love the structure and have congregated on this dome structure to create some night diving opportunities here in the Turks and Caicos that are quite remarkable. The critter showing up, there's a resident turtle that we saw and got to swim with. And when we swam up on the dome this trip, you know, I've done this live aboard three times now. Third time, I saw one of the biggest fish. I don't know, some kind of snapper type thing, but I had never seen one this huge in my entire diving career. And it was quite amazing during the day. And then we went back at night. Of course, we saw the turtle, and we got to swim around. I got some great footage that you'll see at scubaradio.com, as well as we saw lionfish. We saw a brittle star crawling along some of the structure that was quite impressive in its own right. And it was just a great night dive, and it was an awesome opportunity for Kelly for her first night dive to do it on the dome. Have you ever done it in a dome before, Kelly?
No, no, at night. But I like
during the day, you have.
Yes. What have you been talking about?
No, I'm just joking. We're talking about diving. Of course we're talking about diving. Kelly, what are you looking at me like that for?
Because I didn't hear what you say before that, and I don't trust you. I told you that.
Yeah, tell her to trust me.
I would trust Greg.
Yeah, see, I look trusting. Kelly, come on.
She's crossing her fingers.
That's right. I forgot. Kat knows me from other dive shows. All right, look, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. We're going to talk to some of the crew, more of the passengers. It's all coming up on the Explorer 2 Liveaboard and the Turks and Caicos. Stay close.
Yeah, under the sea. Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we look here, down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me
wiping me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones in gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.